Conley.
On, so please join me in saying the Anna McCaw.
Nilla.
Anna Bekoah, Gedula Chimincha, Tati, Serura, Alpha Gimel, Yutak Sati. Kabel rinat amcha sadbeinu tahareinu nora kufrek shayim sintet nun na gibor dor sheichudcha kevavat shamrem Nun Gimel Dalad, Yud Kaf Shin. Bahem Tacharem, Rachame Sitkatcha, Tamid Gamlem, Etet Reish, Tzaditaf Gimel. The letters of the month of Av, the Kaf, that created the planet we call the Sun, the planet Shemesh, also known as Chama, and the Tet that created the constellation Aryeh, the lion, which is the astrological sign of Leo. Chasim Kadosh, Berov Tucha, Na'el Adata, Tet Kufet, Tet Nunayan. Yachid Geye, Lamcha Penei, Zokre Kedushata, Yud Gimel Amid, Pei Zayin Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziakatenu, Yodeya Talumot, Shin Kufav, Tzadi Yud Taf. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. Now we are going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation. And we will utilize the 13 attributes of mercy for this purpose. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Vechanun, Erech Apaim, V'Rav Chesed Be'emet, Notze Chesed La'alachim, Noseyawon Wafesha, V'chata'a V'nakei. We're now going to connect to the year of the goat, the year 5777, the current year that we are in. There are two verses that connect to this energy in the Tanakh. The first that we will study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. And we'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkinte bid hilu. Erhimud hilud hilu erhimu. Le'ata l'shem yudhe bavavhe. Yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'sok Torah mitzvah. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu konenei aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu konenehu. Tzod tzaduni ka tzipor oyel vayehi nam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to seek tzatz ki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we're able to speak dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to this energy of the goat is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, because the letters of the name are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadebaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776, known as the year of the pause, also has two verses that in the Tanakh that has the same energy. And we will study first 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34, as one of these verses that connect to the year of the pause. Raka kohanim ha'yulimat. Willo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot vayechaskum achechem ha'levim ad kilot hamlacha v'ad yitkadshu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me'ha'kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe Lalahe Wawawa Yolayo Alame Hey 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 Aka Rekaha. The second verse that connects to this energy of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu ba'adonai yohewahe ade'ad ki biya yohe adonai yohewahe tzur olamim. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy in the Tanakh. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni, lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next, we will study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, udu, mikol ha-machavo iyam, asher yichabe sham wushavtem, elai el nachon, v'chalakti itchem, v'chayayim yeshno, Va Rats Rahi Pasti O To Bakal Alfe Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo Lanetzach Yoved Roav Yom Ruayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse in the Tanakh that has this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom leami li Israel untati vishakan. Ta'ta v'lo yirgaz, od v'lo yosifu. V'nei avla la'anoto, ka'asher barishona. We're now going to read a verse from the Zohar that connects to the energy of certainty. It comes from Parashah Yitro. It's Pasuk 29 from the Sulam Commentary. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekamatar Tane Nan Dekucha Berichu Koma De'aved Le'ela Witata Kola Yihu Kishot Be'ovada Dikshot Be'le'lach Mila Be'alma Divae Barnash Vidach Yaleya Mineya Ulan Haga Beya Kalana Dehakulu Ovada Dichot Inun Wikola Itzderich Be Alma. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God. And we will speak the names using the root vowel for each letter. Wahe wayo layo sayo te alame mehe shila lahe ata a kaheta he zayo alada la awahe hea yozala me behe. Hey Reo, hey Kome, La Awa Kalayo, La Wawa Pehela, Nula Ha Yo Yo Yo, Mela He Se He Wa, Nuta He He A Yo Re Ta Shi A He, Reo Yo Awa Me. Laka me washire yo he wala he tawako menuda anu yo he ame re he ayo yo sa he me yo ha wawala yo la he sa ala are yo. Ashila me yo he, wa he wa da nu yo, he shi a me, nu nu a nu yo ta, me be he pe wa yo, nu me yo yo la, he re he me ta re, wa me be yo he, a nu wa me he yo. Da me be me nu ko, a yo a he be wa, re a he yo be me, he yo yo, me wa me. And now for the 72 names from the Tzaddikim, in the same manner, each letter will be said using its root vowel. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me he ta ka me ta he he yo anu ta la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he he be wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo wa a me la yo be wa he re wa yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da a nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la a re yo a a la me ka he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he a nu wa ta te nu wa ta me la he he a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo da he be me ka ko a la a he se he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the 23rd day of Av, Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael ben Rabbi Chaim Peretz Kananevsky. He is known as the Stipler Gaon. And Rabbi Moshe Adas. And the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach, we say in a whisper. Today's class continues our class from yesterday morning, which is the preparation for Teshuvah. You can find the handout on the unique astrological times link, which is located underneath the two pictures on the right of any Yeshem webpage. If you're looking at your mobile device, you may find the link at the bottom of the page. When you open up that page, scroll down slightly to where you see it says, preparation for Elul and Tishrei holidays. If you click on that link, it opens up to a list of classes on advanced Teshuvah. If you scroll down about 2 inches, you'll see where it says class 1 and then class 1A. Our class is class 1A. So please click on 1A. That opens up to a place that says Teshuvah, National Goal, or Private Matter. But before we start, I'm going to again connect to the meditation on cleansing our thoughts in preparation of the month of Elul and on Teshuvah. We say it between Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. Yowada, yowada, hey, yowada, hey, wa, wa, yowada, hey, wa, wa, hey, yowada, yowada, hey, yowada, hey, wa, wa, yowada, hey, wa, wa, hey, yo wada, yo wada, hey ya, yo wada, hey ya, And now we will start our study. The title of this essay is Teshuvah, is it a national goal or is it a private matter? The essay is written by Rabbi Moshe Kaplan. And this is part one. Is it a yachid, meaning unification? And tzibur, is it for the individual and the community? One time, or our time, is one of great upheaval. Dramatic historic events are occurring at a frantic pace. A new world order is emerging out of the collapsing Russian Empire. The severed limb of Russian Jewry is being reconnected to the Jewish nation as the land of Israel welcomes its people home to Zion. The exile is literally drawing to a close with every passing hour as tens of thousands of Jews arrive at Ben-Gurion Airport to take up new residence in the land of their fathers. The process of transforming the Jewish people from a group of individuals scattered among the nations to a nation reborn on its own soil advances dramatically with each successive wave of Aliyah. This transformation demands that we broaden our Torah concepts to encompass the reality of our restored existence as a sovereign nation. Since our generation is experiencing a resurgence of Teshuvah in this area of national revival, it is essential to elaborate on the concept of Teshuvah and its relationship to the return of the Jewish people to Eretz Yisrael. A Teshuvah that relates only to Tefillin, to Kashrut, and to Shabbat is incomplete because the Teshuvah of each individual child of Israel is actually only a part of a much greater historical process of Teshuvah. Judaism was meant to be not only a religion for individuals, but as the great rabbi, the Or Sameach, reminds us in his commentary to the Torah, Hashem does not rest his name on the individual. He states that the Torah was given to the nation as a whole and can only be kept in its entirety by the whole nation. By his connection to the Klal, the national entity, a better translation for Klal is the assembly or the assembled, the individual takes on an infinitely greater importance and significance. He is then linked to the blessing and the divine connection of the Klal, and even his individual life and actions are imbued with the infinite significance of the Klal, which he is part. The converse is also true, that when a person separates himself from the nation, he severs his link to eternity. He who separates himself from the tzibur, from the community, even though he has no sins, has no part in the world that is coming. The divine ideal transcends the individual and expressed through him. Therefore, keeping the Torah is not a private affair between the individual and God, but rather stems from his being a part of the national whole. This is why before the performance of mitzvot, we say that we do so in the name of all Israel. This is a phrase within the Lashem Yichud. Our prayers are in the plural form, praying for the good of the nation. As the Vilna Gaon clearly writes that it is forbidden to pray for one's private needs, rather for the perfection of Am Yisrael, the nation of Israel. At the beginning of many Siddurim, the words of the Ari HaKadosh are cited, that before every prayer one should accept upon himself the mitzvah of love thy neighbor as thyself, the Ahavta L'Re'acha Kamocha, to love all of Israel, and thus connect oneself to the klal, to the community, to the whole. The oneness of Israel is the foundation upon which all Torah, mitzvot, and yirat hashamayim, awe of heaven or fear of heaven, are built. Only when this unity was attained were we able to receive the Torah. This is so because the Torah is the divine content and the ideal of an entire nation that ultimately revitalizes all human culture. It restores harmony to the world and brings to fulfillment all of creation. The sources and footnotes for all of those numbers are available upon request. So is Teshuvah for you individually or is it for the nation as a whole? If I need to do Teshuvah for causing some woman to become pregnant out of wedlock, if I need to do teshuvah to cause her to seek out an abortion, if I need to do teshuvah for not having done tefillin all the days of my life. These are individual actions, are they not? And yet we are being told that teshuvah is about the whole nation. It's the goals of the nation. Because I didn't love my neighbor as myself, I need to do teshuvah for not loving my neighbor as myself. But not as me, but because the nation, everyone has not done love thy neighbor as thyself. There's much to contemplate in this essay. Let's continue. The Ari, Rabbi Isaac Luria, teaches the best period for doing teshuvah for wrong sexual acts is Shovavim. And Shovavim is the six-week period from the weeks of Shemot through Mishpatim. This is not the current period that we are in, but will be after January 1st, or January 15th. I haven't looked at the exact dates. Generally, it's around the middle of January that we start Shemot. As we know, the lower level of Teshuvah is done in four steps. Acknowledging the action is number one. Confessing the action is number two. Number three, asking forgiveness. And four, making restitution. This is the lower level of Teshuvah. The higher level of Teshuvah takes a number of additional steps leading up to the concept of going back to the future, of returning to that moment in time where that mistake, that sin was first performed. and correcting that first action back in many lifetimes ago, or maybe last lifetime, or maybe in this lifetime. But correcting that first action by going back to that moment and changing that action, we can then return to the present point, the present movie. But we will find it has changed to be a better movie for us individually and for the nation as a whole. Restitution can be difficult to do in the area of sexual acts. The sages then prioritize different methods of making restitution between ourselves and Hashem. Our sages recommended one or more of the following rituals to be done during this period. We're talking about shovavim. And remember that the word shovavim means a mischievous child. It's an indication that anybody who's doing some of these wrong actions is acting like a mischievous child. Someone who is a child who is just looking to draw attention to themselves. One action or one approach to teshuvah of sexual impropriety, but it applies to all teshuvah, is to do fast, panit. Not 24-hour fast, but 12-hour fast, sunrise to sunset. And if we do that once or twice a week in that six-week period, and the preferred day, if you're doing it once a week, is Thursday. And another, if you're doing it twice a week, Mondays and Thursdays. But any day will do. But in our generation, doing a fast is not recommended. We're a weak generation. So what do we do in place of tanit and fasting? We give tzedakah. We give charity. And yes, 6 weeks, there's a lot of charity. So we have to give that charity that we can afford to give. But we have to give it in the multiples that make sense for what is the correct approach. And the Ari has written, and it has not yet been fully translated into English, but the Ari has given us information about all of these mistakes that we all do. And what is the component of the financial obligation to replace the fast. Another option that will definitely impact your teshuvah, it's a purification rite that cleanses your sexual impropriety for lifetimes. It's the Gilgul HaShelech, rolling in the snow. And then the third option is a tanit hadibur, a fast of words. And this is done on Shabbat, where you speak all 150 psalms three times. And if you're looking for a soulmate connection, you say that 103 times all of the psalms, plus the first 8 psalms a fourth time, for a total of 458, which is the gematria that connects to soulmates. But the restitution part of this ritual should only be done as part of the full process of teshuvah. You cannot buy forgiveness from someone. You need to make restitution, and then that a person has been brought back to that point a balance in his life. Then he can decide on his own free will without coercion to forgive you. So what do we learn from these writings of the sages that we have been studying? There is a difference between mistakes made against Hashem and mistakes made against other entities, other people. The procedure for teshuvah is different if the mistake is against God or if it is against another entity, another person. If teshuvah is done fully and completely, this trait will never be seen in any other person in your life. There once was a thief, a ganef, who lived in the time of the Baal Shem Tov. And Moshe the ganef would go to the Baal Shem Tov whenever he had stolen something and the police were hot on his trail, because they knew who Moshe is. And they always knew if there was a big score in town, a big theft in the community, Moshe was the culprit. So they ran after him, but he would run to the Baal Shem Tov. And he would cry to the Baal Shem Tov, "Save me! Give me a blessing so I not be found by the police." And the Baal Shem Tov would give Moshe the ganef, Moshe the thief, a blessing. And the police could not find Moshe. And they forgot about the theft. And this went on for a number of years. Moshe would steal, and the Baal Shem Tov would bless him. And the police couldn't find him, and so he lived off of his stolen property. And then one day, there was an announcement in the paper that a famous Russian nobleman was coming to town with 50,000 golden rubles in a chest. And it would be under lock and key and guarded by thousands and hundreds of soldiers. There was no way anybody could steal it. But no, Moshe thought, "This is, you know, if I could get a hold of 50,000 golden rubles, I'd be set for life and I wouldn't have to steal anymore." So he set about a plan to steal the golden rubles. And he succeeded. But everybody knew it was Moshe who was the culprit. So they were watching his home. They were watching his cottages. There was nowhere for him to go that somebody wouldn't know him and report it to the police. So he ran to the Baal Shem Tov. But when he got to the Baal Shem Tov, he said, "I need to see the Baal Shem Tov." And the people in charge said, "I'm sorry, he died last week." "Well, tell me who replaced him." "Well, that's the Magid de Mezrich. You can see him. We'll make an appointment for you for next week." Moshe said, No, I have to see him tonight." And Moshe pushed his way into the meeting with the Magid de Mezrich. And he said to the Magid de Mezrich, "I always came to the Baal Shem Tov whenever I had stolen something, and he would bless me, and then the police couldn't find me. And I've made this big score. I've made this big theft. And you need to bless me, please." The Magid de Mezrich was a righteous man, but he wasn't on the scale of the Baal Shem Tov. He was taken aback. "You're telling me that the Baal Shem Tov, my teacher, that I know to be a righteous man, would bless a thief? There's no way. You're lying. Get out of here. And he threw him out of his office. Moshe the Ganef has no choice. He doesn't know what to do, and he can't go home. He can't go to any of his friends because they're all being watched. So he runs deep into the forest, and it starts to rain. And he cries out to God, "What am I to do? The Baal Shem Tov always saved me in your name. What am I supposed to do?" And he fell asleep under a big tree, crying himself to sleep. As the night wore on and the rain continued, but finally the rain stopped, and he woke up in the morning, wet and cold, but at least no one knew where he was. And then he remembered he had a dream, and in the dream the Baal Shem Tov came to him and told him to go see his grandson, and his grandson would bless him. So he ran back to the Magid de Mezrich and said, "Where's the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov?" And he was told. And he went to the grandson. And he asked to be blessed. And the grandson said, "My grandfather came to me in a dream last night. And he told me to bless you. So I will bless you." And Moshe the Ganef was saved from the police. He was saved from his own actions. Did Moshe the Ganef do teshuvah? Yes. After he was saved, he went about making restitution to the other people that he had stolen from. No, he didn't make restitution to the Russian nobleman, because that was the heavenly tax assessed against the nobleman for all of the pain he had suffered, he had caused the Jewish people. But Moshe did teshuvah, and he became a righteous man. He became a teacher of Kabbalah and Chassidut in his own right. He started his own, what is called a court, a community of people studying under his leadership. But Moshe had to do teshuvah both for himself as a thief and for the community as a whole. Do you see how they're mixed together? And all of us, as we consider the things to do teshuvah for, need to include the things we have done individually and the things that we have done collectively. There are certain names of God, and we teach in Kabbalah that there are names of God. We teach that the Hebrew letters of the names of God will cause you to change. You do not have to go through a painful process of tremendous chaos. But you do have to utilize and become aware and program these letters to be open to change. So we are teaching that there are 72 names of God, and some of these names are in the teshuvah process. Name number one, Vav Hey Vav. This is the first name in the 72 names. and its code word is time travel, as in going back to the future, going back to that moment when you first did the mistake, you first did the sin. Another name is the second name, Yud Lamed Yud. And this is for recapturing the sparks. And this is about recognizing that if you didn't like someone and therefore your reactive nature was to cause harm, that it's because that person has a spark of your soul captured, and you have to retrieve that spark of your soul and give that person back the spark of his soul because they've exchanged places. And this is the name that will cause that. It will change you. It will make the process of exchanging the sparks of your souls much easier, very easier. The third name, Hey Aleph Aleph, which is the 26th name, returning order from chaos. Doing a sin creates chaos. Returning it to its original order. Mem Bad Mem, the 72nd name. Spiritual cleansing is the code word. The word mum, M or mum, M Bad Mem, in Hebrew means handicapped. People who have lost limbs, people who cannot walk, people who cannot see or hear. These are spiritual handicaps that need to be cleansed. The blockages need to be removed. This is the teshuvah. This is a name that is appropriate for that. And one final thought before Elul. We relate to Hashem in different ways during Elul and Tishrei. We also relate to Hashem in different ways on different holidays. We need to contemplate which way we are relating to Hashem as we do each item of our teshuvah. The methods to relate to Hashem are as follows. During Elul, we relate to Hashem using the cities of refuge and the six constant mitzvot. A person who unintentionally murdered another suffers from a severe lack of focus and sensitivity to the image of God in his surroundings, in the person that he hurt, that he murdered. The city of refuge inhabited by the Levites is like a warm and loving home. It envelopes the unintentional killer with care, with helping him to recover and restore his attention to Hashem. Elul is the city of refuge in the frame of the year. It is the time most attuned to spiritual rehabilitation and our refocusing on our connection to Hashem. The Sefer HaChinuch enumerates six mitzvot that we must fulfill constantly, at all times, in all places. And each of us is obligated to do these six. And he equates these mitzvot with the six cities of refuge. These six constant mitzvot all revolve around our constant focus on God's presence in our lives. They can be pictured and visualized as the six walls that surround a person in his home, reminding him to always focus on Hashem. Do you have six walls in your home? Do you have a wall to the north, to the south, to the east, to the west? Do you have a wall above and a wall below? The ceiling of the home, the above, is our constant remembrance of Hashem as expressed in the first of the 10 utterances. I am Hashem, your Elohim. Recognize Hashem is merciful, but he also can be merciful in a time of judgment, or he can be judgmental in a time of mercy. The floor, what is below, is the mitzvah not to worship any entity other than Hashem. This is a constant reminder not to sink into unrealistic depths of our imagination, but rather to remain focused on the now, on Hashem in our life today, at this moment. The front wall reminds us that Hashem is one. We must focus our thoughts on the principle that everything in the world is ultimately Hashem, the unity of Hashem, and channel all our devotion to Him with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our might, as we confirm when we say the Shema Yisrael. The right and left walls are the mitzvot to love God and to fear or to have awe of Him. God's right hand eternally embraces us in love, while His left supports our head, lifting it to show us the distance between us and the exaltedness of Hashem. Always remember that there are two levels of love and two levels of yirah, which is awe. And finally, the back door, the wall behind us, reminds us not to go astray after our hearts or our eyes. We must place a guard at the back door of our consciousness to ensure that no foreign thoughts enter our psyches to disconnect us from our consciousness of Hashem. When we realize that we have forgotten Hashem and have ignored the walls of the home that supports us, we feel deep shame. With this feeling in our hearts, we turn to Hashem. We return to Hashem to beg Him to pardon us. Slach lanu, cleanse us. This is the connection to the tool of Slichot, which we will talk about this coming Sunday. And to nullify our existence as much as it dares to be nullified, as much as we are willing to let go of the ego that separates us from God. On Rosh Hashanah, we relate to Hashem in the frame of king and servant. On Rosh Hashanah, we relate to Hashem in the frame of father and son. On Sukkot, we relate to Hashem in the frame of husband and wife. We will discuss all of these three types of relationships as we go along our path of Teshuvah and utilizing the gifts of the holidays in the next few weeks. Our Rosh Chodesh connection is a week from tomorrow. It is the 22nd of August. It's at a 7 p.m. I hope you'll join us. Does anyone have any questions? While you're thinking of questions, hopefully, classes tomorrow at 4:30 will be a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, we will have a class that will explain how Teshuvah is not just for the children of Israel, but for every person, every mankind, every nation. Teshuvah is for everyone. It was given as a tool to the children of Noah. And we will study the halakha of the children of Noah that relates to Teshuvah, because it helps us as children of Israel as well. The times I mentioned are West Coast times, so please make the adjustments for yourself. Does anyone have any questions? Have a beautiful Shabbat, meaning have a good week. Look forward to Shabbat. Look forward to continuing our preparation for Teshuvah. Look forward to doing more. Shalom to all. Have a beautiful evening.
Shalom.
Shalom, Brandy.
Good night.
Good night, Hana. Thank you. Shavua Tov. Have a beautiful evening. Shalom. Shalom to all.